Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good morning, Bucknutters. Welcome to the Bucknuts Morning 5 here on Monday, May 4th, 2020. I am Dave Biddle. I am joined by Steve Hellwagon. Steve, the rich get richer in recruiting. Ohio State is now adding to its 2022 recruiting class. They have the number one class in the country in the 2021 class. The 2021 class has 17 members already. The 2022 class, kids that are still sophomores in high school, just added its third member for Ohio State, C.J. Hicks, young man out of Kettering Alter in the Dayton area, 6'4", 215 pound. He can play all over the field. He's listed as an athlete right now. 24/7 Sports has him ranked as the number 15 athlete in the country, number 3 player in Ohio, number 162 overall player. Buckeyes getting a good one here in C.J. Hicks, it looks like, Steve.
Yeah, Dave, it looks to me like he's a guy that could play outside linebacker, safety. He's played some at cornerback as well, played some on offense as well. Maybe could be a wide receiver, running back, hard to say. I just look at it that, first of all, it's great that Ryan Day and his staff are locking down Ohio's top players. The 2021 class already 17 commitments, and 7 of them are from Ohio. And now 3 commitments for 2022, and 2 of those are from Ohio. C.J. Hicks from Kettering Alter there in the Dayton area, as well as, and I'm going to try and pronounce this, Tegra Tushbola, an offensive lineman from Lakota West. Hicks is ranked as the number 160 player in the country. Tushbola is ranked number 69 in the country, so they're getting the number 2 and number 3 players in Ohio for 2022 have already committed to the Buckeyes. And Hicks, of course, this most recent one, he had a ton of outstanding offers as well. Arkansas, Florida State, Cincinnati. He had 28 offers all totaled, so a lot of schools were in on C.J. Hicks. This is not somebody that they're taking a flyer on or a reach or anything like that. Kettering Alter has been one of the top Division III programs in the state of Ohio for many years, usually in the playoffs, and have competed for state championships in recent years. And Hicks, obviously, the last Alter guy I can think of was Jerry Rudzinski.
I was just about to say, is our boy the last one?
Yeah, it's been over 20 years, but they have sent guys that played a ton of guys different places, Cincinnati, Michigan State, all kinds of different places. Kettering Alter has sent guys. So I am excited about this. And again, I think Ohio State's best teams are built around Ohio players with top prospects, from all over the country, the Boses, the Chase Youngs, Justin Fields, Dwayne Haskins, those kind of guys built around it. But to me, I think staying at home and getting the top guys in Ohio, there's never you don't have to explain any of that to me. I get it fully.
Despite the quarantine, it's like Ohio State's recruiting staff has a new prize for us every week, it seems like, whether it's the 2021 class this weekend. Really, it was Friday. Friday, it was C.J. Hicks in the 2022 class. I mean, you've covered recruiting a long time. You're doing a special series for the site, looking back at some of the best recruiting classes, going in order of all the recruiting classes of this century. Are you at all surprised at the level Ohio State is recruiting at right now?
No, Dave. I mean, it is somewhat surprising, but it is Ohio State, and it looks like Ryan Day is the real deal. And I think that's what high school kids are latching on to. First of all, Ohio State plays in big games week in and week out all season long. They develop their players, had another 10 guys drafted for the NFL draft. And I haven't crunched these numbers, Dave, but when I go back at the end of this survey that I'm doing kind of every other day, looking at the classes from the last 30 years, I think what we're going to find is a high percentage of guys who started two seasons at Ohio State were drafted. I'm going to say right now it's probably in the 70 to 80% range when you think about it. Guys who started at any position at Ohio State for more than 1 year, it looks like somewhere between 60 to 80% of them get drafted to the NFL. So if that's not testimony, and that's 30 years worth of testimony, that's not 1 year, that's not 5 years, that's 30 years of recruiting science, so to speak. And I think it just kind of speaks for itself that when you put them in this this blender and out the other end comes an NFL player. And this goes back to the 90s even. They had a guy named Dave Kennedy who was kind of the forerunner to what Mickey Marotti is doing with the offseason program and everything else. He was cutting edge ahead of his time, and that's why you had guys like Eddie George and other guys like that that stepped to the forefront then. So, you know, it's no different today. I think Marotti has taken it to a new level. It was really funny watching Chase Young's comments after he was drafted. He thanked his position coach, Larry Johnson, and he said, oh, yeah, Mick Marotti, the strength coach. And he made a comment in there that I forget the exact wording he used, but, yeah, it got real a couple times, but it's all good is what Chase Young said. And you could just read between the lines that, you know, okay, you're a star, so what? You got to do the work. And they pushed even the star players to do the work. And that's why those star players are going at the top of the draft. So, yeah, to me, I think it's all immersive what they have going on there at Ohio State. Got a story about it on the front page right now about the Block O of Care. And it was Kevin Wilson who was asked about it. And it's a 12-point program that they used to help these guys on and off the field, every aspect of their lives, even mental health, counseling, nutrition, everything. It's just the Ohio State way of doing business right now. It's a people business, and they're taking care of their people.
Speaking of stories that are on our front page right now, you did a story for the site yesterday quoting a Ohio lawmaker named Bill Seitz, Ohio House Majority Leader Bill Seitz from Hamilton County. He's saying there will be an insurrection if there is not football this fall. We have a 5-page thread on the front row message board. People are obviously very passionate about this. Obviously, we're not doctors, but just from you writing that story, things that you're seeing, do you feel like it's trending in the direction that we will have football this fall?
Yeah, I think so. And, you know, that story kind of took on a life of its own as you had people arguing different sides of that whole situation involving the pandemic and the lockdown. It's not really my place or my point to get into a big political discussion. I can tell you that, you know, this is a serious situation and that people's lives are at stake. And particularly with our medical folks, you know, in the hospitals and whatever, you know, them being exposed on the front lines of this thing. I mean, those people are contracting it and, you know, those people are dying as well. So, you know, I think it's just a matter of being careful. My brother-in-law is a college professor and a department head at Miami University, and he said they're already having discussions about what it would take. And he said it's very stark reality when you sit in those meetings and listen. They have a public health person on their staff as part of you know, making those decisions. And you think about it, you're going to take, you know, we're on a lockdown or however you want to put it, a reside in place or shelter in place or whatever they call it right now, where really you're supposed to, you know, keep to yourself, you know, wear masks in public, take proper precautions, social distancing. And he said, well, we're going to take people from different areas and we're going to throw them together in a dormitory in close quarters where they're going to be using a common bathroom and everything else. And that's going to be kind of a hard thing to justify or reconcile, maybe the better word. How's that all going to work out without that becoming like a nursing home or a meatpacking plant where people, you know, get this? But, you know, I think at some point we have to go on and live our lives. And I'm not saying football is the overriding thing in our world. I think, you know, getting people back to work safely and taking those precautions so that, okay, you know, 70,000 people have died. Let's not make this into 700,000. Let's try and minimize it as best as we can and yet still have some kind of normalcy or a way of life. And very complicated issue, Dave. People who get paid a lot more money than me are going to solve this. But I think, you know, and again, listening to Gene Smith weeks back, he said it's got to be a national thing in terms of college athletics. It can't just mandate in Alabama because we don't have any cases that we're going to play college football this year. If Florida can't play, then who are they going to play? You know, so it's got to be more of a national thing. I saw where Iowa said they'll be bringing their athletes back June 1st. And of course, you know, other than that hotspot where the meatpacking plant is, a lot of these Midwest states haven't been hit, you know, necessarily that hard. In my story, Ohio is number 7 in population and number 15 in cases. So that's a good thing. It's mostly hit the edges, it seems. But I think Ohio's still got to be cautious. And so, yeah, you see better signs about it every day. But Ohio State will start fall semester August the 23rd, 25th, something like that. Will there be in-person classes? My brother-in-law even talked that could be a situation where if you go to class Monday and Wednesday, half the class shows up on Monday and half watches it online, and then half watches it on Wednesday and the other half watches it online that day, a way to still maintain some in-person instruction. So complicated issue. And again, I don't want to foray too far into politics. And I was redressed by that by one of our veteran posters. After putting that story up, he threatened me, Dave. He said, if you talk politics, I'm going to another site. And I was like, listen, bud, I'm not trying to be like that. But for right now, it's in the hands of the politicians if we ever expect there to be some normalcy or a return to our way of life.
I know everything. Oh, sorry. I know.
No, I'm just going to say there is some politics involved.
I know everything is politicized now. I don't understand why this is a political issue. Like, this is, we have a Republican governor last time I checked in Ohio. This is not a political issue for me. I don't know. I don't know why this becomes, I guess I know why everything becomes politicized in our society now, but this should not be a political issue. This should just be intelligence. Yeah. Should be what carries the day here.
Yeah. Well, we have family involved in education, and of course our kids are, I mean, my daughter's a high school senior and it's ruined her senior year. And there are people locally who have complained, oh, we're not having graduation. Why can't we have graduation? And the state gave the local districts cover by closing the school district buildings that they fund statewide till the end of June. And they just said, that'll put a stop to that. And they gave the local districts cover that, you know, there are no in-person graduations. They're like, well, why can't you do it in July? Well, you know, who's to say what the climate will be like in July? And people at some point want to get on with the rest of their lives. So I don't know. I see both sides of that argument, but people have been unrealistic about this whole thing, Dave. And you know, the comment I keep coming back to, man, the senior year for them kids in 1941 was ruined too, you know, who had to leave in April their senior year to go off and fight a war,
yep,
you know, to preserve our way of life. And, you know, people nowadays, you know, younger people who didn't, you know, necessarily grasp what happened with 9/11, you know, I think are getting a real wake-up call, I think, right now about what sacrifice is all about and, you know, the greater good. It's not just you being able to go about your life and do whatever you want to do willy-nilly on any given day, which, I mean, boy, I hope we get back to that as soon as possible, but we're not at that point right now, and that's sometimes as a human being, you have to do stuff for the greater good. So I kind of agree with what you're saying. I think this is a bigger issue than just worrying about one small sector of our society. This is a major issue.
Great insights from Steve Hellwagon. Thank you very much, Steve. And thank you to all listeners out there for tuning into the show. I appreciate it. Hope everyone has a great day. Let's hear that Buckeye swag, best damn band in the land.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.